Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to.
Hello, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to this episode of Radiant, Be Radiant Radio. Today's topic is about abundance and really how we have the choice to look at it, how to look at abundance. Have you ever heard the term zero-sum game? It refers to a situation in which resources are considered to be limited. And in this situation, what one person gains, another person loses. The resource is now off the game board. It's unavailable to anyone else but the one who got it, the winner. Now, we've grown up playing games like this, games where you compete to obtain or control the resources, and you either win the resources and the game or you lose. And if you're wondering what I mean, just take a look at the classic board games like chess and checkers and, of course, Monopoly, which, by the way, was originally invented by an anti-monopolist as an educational tool. A little trivia for you. Games like these are fun, but guess what? In real life, playing a zero-sum game is purely a matter of choice. It's not really how it is. The thought that there is only so much to go around, or that you have to take some, if you take some things, others will suffer, it's simply not true. It's a choice. And the bottom line is that if you are in a small amount mindset, you're going to have a small amount. Or you're going to only see a small amount to choose from. That's the only difference between the haves and the have-nots, actually. Haves, people who have things, they know that abundance is their birthright. Have-not people, they don't believe it, and so they don't have it. Have-nots look at the world as a zero-sum game. There's a limited supply of stuff, a pie that's to be divided. They say things like, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. And of course, this becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because they're unwittingly continuing to participate in that small amount mindset. Now, people who have, the haves, they know better because they know there is more out there than what meets the eye. They don't compete for what's in front of them. They look at what's outside of the pie because they're convinced there's more than what's in front of them. They innovate stuff. They create stuff from what seems like thin air. Now, sure, there are haves that take from the have-nots. There are haves that have a small amount mindset. And that kind of greed has always been around. There will always be people who have a small amount mindset, and they operate out of greed, and they try to take from others, and they only see that small pie in front of them, and they're very competitive like that. But the important thing is to understand here that everyone has a choice. The have-nots can, at any time, move into a have state of mind. That's because it's everyone's birthright to have abundance, access to abundance. And they can do so, people can do so, by tapping into this limitless supply of matter, which is outside the pie, that pie that we're dividing up, right? That is outside of that, beyond what you can see with the naked eye. Now, just take a look at the universe, which you're part of. There's not just one type of tree on planet Earth. Have you noticed that? There aren't even only a dozen. There are around 100,000 known species of trees. Why do we have so many tree species? Do we need all of these trees? Wasn't about a dozen or so of them enough, right? Apparently not. When it comes to the stars, okay, scientists tell us that there are more stars than there are grains of sand on all of the beaches of Earth. Think about that. The universe is abundance. It's the epitome of abundance. It doesn't do anything small. And even in your own physical body, you reflect this. We don't know the exact number. Scientists don't really know exactly how many, but it's estimated that our body contains 50 plus trillion cells. 50 trillion or more cells. That's insane. That's an insane number, right? Totally hard for us to conceive. Now, earlier I referenced the limitless supply of matter outside of what we can see with the naked eye. You remember the law about matter that we learned in physics class when we were kids, right? The one that says matter cannot be created or destroyed. It can only change form. Well, I've been talking a lot about trees and stars and the human body's cells, and all of that is just, that's just part of the visible universe, right? The visible universe, the visible abundance, visible matter. There's a bunch we don't know about the invisible parts of the universe, the part that we call dark matter and dark energy. In their article entitled Dark Energy, Dark Matter, here's what NASA says on the subject. And they should know a thing or two, right? They've been studying space, right? So they say, quote, roughly 70% of the universe is dark energy. Dark matter makes up about 25%. The rest, everything on Earth, everything ever observed with all of our instruments, so what's out there in the universe that we see, all normal matter makes up less than 5% of the universe. Can you believe it? What we see, these trees, stars, the human body's cells that I've been mentioning, and whatever else that we can see of matter that's malleable and can change form, this normal matter, it makes up less than 5% of the universe. The article's author goes on to quip, come to think of it, maybe it shouldn't be called normal matter after all, since it's such a small fraction of the universe, right? It's in the minority. Why do we call it normal, right? Now, if you follow me at all, you'll already know that I'm a huge fan of Wallace Wattles. He's a visionary personal development author and from the early 20th century. And I consider him my mentor from another century. And in 1910, he wrote something that makes one really wonder about this. Could he have been referring to what scientists might today call dark matter and dark energy? Wattles was definitely ahead of his time, but just saying. Anyway, check it out. This is what he said about the visible and invisible matter when he was explaining what everyone has, you know, that everyone has this equal opportunity and access to abundance and riches, as he calls it. This is what he says in his book. New forms are constantly being made and older ones are dissolving, but all are shapes assumed by one thing. There is no limit to the supply of formless stuff or original substance. The universe is made out of it, but it was not all used in making the universe. The spaces in, through, and between the forms of the visible universe are permeated and filled with the original stuff and the formless stuff, with the raw materials of things. 10,000 times as much has been made might still be made. And even then, we should not have exhaust supply of universal raw material. No man, therefore, is poor because nature is poor and because there is not enough to go around. Interesting, right? And isn't it interesting that in NASA's article, they point out that, quote, the first property that Einstein discovered is that it is possible for more space to come into existence. Anyway, I think this is interesting. Thanks for geeking out with me. But seriously, here's my main point, and it's a question you need to answer for yourself. What do you choose? Do you want to play the zero-sum game? You can if you want. It's perfectly fine to limit yourself to a set amount of resources to work with to create what it is you want in your life. I get it, and I acknowledge that it can even be fun. In fact, I mean, we wouldn't have these board games I mentioned. They wouldn't have endured for as long as they have if it isn't fun, right? So that question is out there, right? And then there's the other question, right? Do you want to go with the mindset that there's more abundance than you can even conceive of? Now, I, for one, I like science, okay? And I am not playing the zero-sum game. I am choosing to have an abundance mindset. And if you want to as well, then know that the first step to shifting into an abundance mindset is knowing that abundance is your birthright. You're meant to have it. It's the way things are. Okay, so that brings me to the end of today's program. Thanks so much for joining me. One last thing before I go, a reminder that if you ever want to reach out to me to connect through social media or whatever. Or if you're interested in checking out my services and such, please feel free to visit my website where you'll find all of that and many more resources and so forth. And the easiest way to tell you how to get there is just to use AngelaLoeb.com. Meanwhile, that's all I have again today. Thank you again. I appreciate your tuning in. I want you to be well, and until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.